Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord Jesus. We thank you for another chance to come before you in prayer, Lord. Thank you for another chance to get it right before you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we come, Lord, asking you, please forgive our sins, Jesus. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. Wash and purge us right now, Jesus. Take out everything it is that's not like you, Lord. Put your spirit within, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Right now, Lord Jesus, we're asking you to stop by, Lord. Make your holy visitation, Lord Jesus, even on this broadcast, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord Jesus. Send your word, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Touch somebody's soul, Lord Jesus. Touch somebody's heart, Lord. All power is in your hand, Lord Jesus. You can reach where man can, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We're Jesus. Calling on you, Lord Jesus. Boy, we know that it's power in your name, Lord Jesus. And that's Jesus. Why we're calling on your name, Lord Jesus, 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 make ways and open up doors, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, all power is in your hand, Lord. I know you can do all things, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We're waiting for you to bless, Lord. Waiting for you to touch, Jesus. Waiting for you to deliver, Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus. There is none other God beside you. You can do all things, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Look on the souls on the prayer list, Lord. Their prayer list everywhere, Lord Jesus. You know who they are, Lord. Look on them one by one, Lord. And even name by name, Jesus. Even as the names are coming in, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Meet the need right now, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Have your way right now, Lord. Take full control, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. While we're praying, Lord Jesus. While we're waiting on you, Lord. Somebody's crying, Lord Jesus. Somebody's in need of you, Lord. Somebody's been waiting for you, Lord Jesus. Meet the need right now, Lord Jesus. Grant the petition, Lord, according to your own will, Lord Jesus. I ask right now, Lord, that you would look on my brother Muhammad Hameen, Lord. Touch him right where he is, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Deliver right now, Lord Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Set free, Lord. You have all power in your hand. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. You can do all things, Lord. Any name I might not have mentioned. You know all about it right now, Lord Jesus. You know what they need, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus, come see about them, Lord Jesus. Whoever they are, Lord, if they're on this broadcast, Lord, if they're listening in, Lord Jesus, touch right now, Lord Jesus. Encourage somebody's heart, Lord. Lift somebody up, Lord Jesus. Give somebody another chance, Lord. Another chance to get it right before you, Lord. Stay the hand of death, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord Jesus. All power is in your hand, Lord. I know you can do all things, Lord Jesus. Save that soul that's nearest to hell. Give them a change of heart, a change of mind, Lord. Give them a mind to want to seek your face, Lord Jesus. Please, please, Jesus. Before it's too late, Lord Jesus. I know you're able right now, Lord. Look on the backslidden souls, Lord Jesus. Bring them all back to you, Lord. In your word, it says that you are married to the backslider. And I know that you're able, Lord. You can redeem, Lord Jesus. You have all power in your hand, Lord. There's no soul you can't reach, Lord Jesus. All power in your hand, Lord. Bring them back to the fold, Lord Jesus. Have mercy. Clean them up, Lord Jesus. Wash them in your blood, Lord Jesus. Give them another chance, Lord. Help them, Lord, to seek your face, Jesus. Before it's too late, Lord. Before time runs out, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord Jesus. Have mercy over the men, Lord Jesus. Draw somebody in, Lord. Time to wind it up, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Help us to tell somebody about you, Lord. Help us to be about your business, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, not about our own business, Lord Jesus. Help us to do your will, Lord. Help us to walk after you in holiness and in true righteousness, Lord Jesus. I know that you're able right now, Lord. Help us to live a life that's pleasing to you, Lord Jesus. If there's anything in us, Lord, anything in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts, Lord, and our intentions, Lord, if it's not like you, we ask that you would remove it, Lord Jesus. Take it out. Help us to give it up, Lord Jesus. Help us to give up, Lord Jesus. Give up our self-filled ways. Help us to take on holiness, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to put on righteousness, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, I know that you can do all things, Lord Jesus. All power is in your hand, Lord. Give us the mind to want to give up, Lord Jesus, and save us. Save us, Lord. Save the world. We're in a terrible state, and you have all power in your hand, Lord. Only you can save. Only you can deliver, Lord. Turn us back to you, Lord Jesus. Help us. Help us. Help us, Lord, before it's too late, Lord. Save, Lord Jesus. Bless us, Lord Jesus, and keep us. Keep our minds stayed on you. Don't let our minds drift away, Lord. If they do, if they drift, Lord, if they want to bring them back to you, Lord Jesus. You have all power in your hand, Lord. Touch the sick. Touch the shut-in, Lord Jesus. Even in the hospital, look on the souls with COVID, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, heal, and deliver. You said you would heal our land, Lord, with the conditions. Help us to meet that condition, Lord Jesus. Help us to return to you, Lord Jesus. Keep us, Lord. And we're asking, Lord, that you would please just bless your ministers, Lord. Bless your people, your leaders, Lord Jesus. Touch and encourage and strengthen your leaders, Lord. Bless them. Help them even more to preach your word, Lord. Lead and guide and direct their path, Lord. Help your people, Lord. Help us to follow after you and to do your will, whatever you called us to do, help us to do that, Lord Jesus. Manifest yourself in our lives, Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And then we also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our Headquarters Church Christian Temple, which is in Camden, New Jersey. And right now we're going to read the opening scripture, and it's going to be taken from the 24th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. That's the 24th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah." We thank God for the reading of his word. The 24th number of Psalm, the first, throughout the 10th verses throughout its entirety. And we're going to sing this song.
How much do I owe the Lord for dying on Calvary? How much do I owe the Lord for giving me the victory? Though I may be, he's already proclaimed his love for me, and I owe him too much, too much to fail him now. If it had not been for Jesus, I couldn't have made it this far. Through dangers seen in my sleep, oh, he's been my guiding star. I stumble, Lord, if I fall, he's always right there to hear my call. And I owe him too much, too much to fail him now. I owe him too much, 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 too much to fail him now. Can't you see how the Lord has blessed us through every trial? He never, never, never left us, and we owe him too much, too much. Fail him now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle so that she may have words and may introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the service thus far. I'm enjoying Jesus. I don't know about nobody else.
Amen.
But I am enjoying the Lord. God is good. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God knows we ought to praise God for what he is doing, for how he has blessed us, for how he even woke you up this morning. That's a reason to praise God. For
thank
how
you, Jesus.
We can praise him for keeping us.
Amen.
And giving us just another day. The Lord is so good and so worthy. He has brought us from a mighty long way, and we owe him. Song that was just sang, oh, my God, we owe the Lord. He's been so good and so merciful unto us. We definitely owe the Lord. If we just give him a praise or lift his name up or give him thanks for what he's done, we owe him. But he has done a mighty work. If he saved you and filled you with the Holy Ghost, that by itself is enough to praise our God for. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, he is so worthy. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for that beautiful selection, for the scripture that was read, and for the opening prayer. May God bless this service. And we're not going to prolong the time because we want the word of God to come through. And we thank
Amen.
God. We have a beautiful speaker. I thank God for her in the person of Evangelist Sheila Amin, who will bring us the word on tonight. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for one more day. Amen. I give honor to God. Giving honor to whom honor is due. Praise
yes.
the Lord. I'm happy down in my sanctified soul, just
yes.
glad to have another chance to do something for the Lord. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. I'm so grateful for what God has done. And I
yes.
often say this because I truly am very grateful, because I know that I didn't have to be here, but by the grace of God, I'm still here. Oh,
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And while I'm here, I intend to do all that binds unto me. Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. I feel good in my soul. I don't know about anyone else, but God is worthy of praises at all times. No matter
Amen.
What's going on, no matter what is happening in our lives, we ought to be praising God for
yes.
all that he's done for us,
yes,
because we're not deserving of anything from the Lord.
Amen.
But he has given us his grace. Oh, hallelujah. His
thank you, Lord.
Mercies are everlasting. Glory be to God. And he is so merciful toward us. And I thank him. I'm just
yes.
so thankful. I thank the Lord because he came into my life. He converted me, sanctified me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I feel like running on. Amen. I feel like going all the way.
Thank
and
you,
yes, work for God. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. I don't feel like slacking up, but I feel like speeding up. Oh, praise God.
All right.
Glory be to God. Getting in a hurry to do what God wants me to do. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I don't want him to come and catch me with my works undone. Praise
Amen.
Be to God. I don't want him to come back and catch me just lollygagging around or slow poking around. Praise the Lord. But
Amen.
I want to be found in the will of God when he returns, when he calls
yes.
my name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I want to be ready to
yes,
answer
Lord.
That call.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And to be able to see the Lord in peace.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
my
you.
Soul is rejoicing tonight because
Amen.
Of all that God has done for me. Praise
yes.
be to God. I thank God for each and every one of you for listening in. for tuning in, for praying for us. It's a blessing indeed. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. And if you desire to read along with me, you can go ahead and get your Bible ready. Hallelujah. On tonight, I have a few verses of scripture to bring to you. And before we bring those scriptures, I would like to have a brief word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We come before you right now, Lord, asking you to minister to each and every one of us, oh God. Yes. Lord, send forth your word. Let your word have free course. Oh, my God, have your way. Let your holy will be done. Reach the souls, oh God, that are out there listening to hear your voice, Lord, to hear from you, to get answers, Lord Jesus, to be blessed, oh Lord, to be healed, oh God, whatever they are in need of. Oh, my God, we pray right now that you will bless them abundantly. We believe it, Lord God, and we count it as done, and we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, I would like for you to turn your attention to the book of St. John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 29, if it be the Lord's will. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 1 through 7. Amen. And if I would use a title tonight, it would be Worshiping the Lord in Spirit and in Truth. Hallelujah. God. And the theme for tonight is in the form of a question. Are you a true worshiper? Glory to God. Worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Are you a true worshiper?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let us go to St. John, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the 6th hour, cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman says unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. but the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman says unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman says unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshiped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus says unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We worship what we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman says unto him, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus says unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
All right.
2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 7. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word. Praise be to God. And may God bless us through the hearing of the scriptures. Praise God. There is much power in the word of God. There is so much in the scriptures that God has hidden in mysterious ways that when he's ready, hallelujah, he will make it plain to us exactly
yes.
what he wants us to know concerning
yes.
his word. Hallelujah. If we are seeking the Lord, then God will speak to us. God
yes.
will show us the way that he wants us to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. But tonight, I'll be speaking more about worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
And
we ought to check ourselves to see whether we are a true worshiper. Glory to God. You ought to take this personally because nobody can worship on your behalf. You have to be the one to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Jesus, he went through Samaria for a specific reason. And you know, sometimes God will change our direction.
Yes.
We may have some direction that we're traveling, but God will come and change our entire course. Hallelujah. Praise God, because there may be a soul somewhere that God wants to reach.
Yes.
We might wonder, why am I going this way? Mm-hmm. Or why am I over here? Hallelujah. But there was a need in Samaria, and Jesus began to go through Samaria because someone there, this woman and other Samaritans, they thought that they were worshiping in the right way.
Yes.
But after she met Jesus, she found out, hallelujah, that she was not a true worshiper. Glory be to God.
All right.
Jesus began to open her eyes and her understanding concerning many things. Oh, praise the Lord. When Jesus was sitting there on the well and the woman approached Jesus, glory to God, she had no idea who Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
But he came to draw water out of the well, Jacob's well, that was given to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus, he spoke to the woman and said, give me to drink. And that opened up an avenue for her to get to know who Jesus is. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus always makes a way to reveal himself. Hallelujah. To whom he will. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't even know that we're looking at the works of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But God has a way of revealing to us that he is working things out.
Yes.
Amen. So Jesus asked the woman to give him the drink. Praise be to God. And the woman, she began to just mention how the Samaritans didn't have any dealings, or rather the Jews didn't have any dealings with the Samaritans.
Amen.
And she wanted to know, how is it that you, being a Jew, asking me of a drink? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, praise be to God. I'm a Samaritan woman. Oh, bless the Lord. But God has no respect of person.
Amen.
God loves everybody.
Yes.
God wants everyone to be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. And he reached out to this woman of Samaria. And Jesus began to say to her, if thou knewest the gift of God, this is a gift that God gave to the whole entire world. And here's Jesus referring to himself as the gift of God. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldn't have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus had the power to just give her living water right there on the spot. Praise God. Well, thank you, Lord. But she didn't fully understand Jesus was referring to. And so the woman, she kind of wondered, how is he going to give me this living water? He doesn't even have anything to draw with. Oh,
yes.
Praise to God. And the well is deep. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Oh, but all Jesus had to do was just speak the word.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes living water. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Amen.
And she asked him a question. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever
yes.
drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But
amen.
The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of
yes.
water
springing up
into everlasting life. You don't need draw with, hallelujah,
amen.
Because the well would be in you,
yes.
a well of water springing up into everlasting
amen.
Life.
Yes.
Oh, thank the
yes.
Lord. Therefore, never needing to thirst again in the spirit, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God.
Thank
so Jesus, he told this to the woman, and the woman got intrigued, and she said, sir, give me this water. Who wouldn't want this water that
amen.
They don't have to thirst again? Praise the Lord. But she didn't understand he was referring to spiritual things. Glory
yes.
to God. That she would need to drink some more natural water. But
yes.
at the time, she didn't understand. So Jesus
yes.
said unto her, before he went any further, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He began to just speak some things to her, and he told her to go call your husband and
yes.
come hither. But the woman was deceitful. Jesus
yes.
saw right through her. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He saw everything about her. He knew her. He knew what she was going to say before she even said it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But she wanted to make out like she didn't have a husband.
Yes.
So, but Jesus
yes.
just told her about herself.
Yes, he did.
And
that.
When she heard this from Jesus, she said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Her eyes came open.
All right.
Jesus began to make himself known to her. She
mm-hmm.
talked about how their fathers worshiped in the mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Glory
yes.
to God. But Jesus to her, amen, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. There's some
yes.
people, they say, well, it ought to be done this way, and you ought to do it over here, and
mm-hmm.
such and so, but the Lord has brought it out to her that the hour was right then and there when
right.
that was all over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No more worshiping in the mountain. No more worshiping at Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Right.
To be worshiping the Father, ye worship ye know not what. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on and said, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshiper
yes.
shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That's
yes.
how we're going to worship the Father. In
amen.
Spirit, for
amen.
The Father seeketh such to worship him.
Amen.
Why? Because God is a spirit. And
yes.
they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Are you a true worshiper? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or are you like those people that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 15 and 8? And this people draws nigh unto me with their mouth and
mm-hmm.
honoreth
right.
me with their lips, but their
yes.
heart is far from me. Glory
yes.
to God. People have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Yes.
Glory to God. They just want to say, I go to church, or I'm a Christian, and I'm this and I'm that, but they're not the true worshipers that the Father is seeking.
Amen.
To worship him.
Amen.
In spirit and in truth. Praise
yes.
be to God. But as described in 2 Timothy about the last days, we're living in perilous times. The
yes.
word perilous means dangerous times. And
oh,
surely
yes.
those times are here right now.
Yes.
And men are described as lovers of their own self, covetous,
mm-hmm.
boasters, proud,
yes.
blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy,
mm-hmm.
without
mm-hmm.
natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers,
mm-hmm.
incontinent, fierce,
mm-hmm.
despisers of those that are good, incontinent, lacking self-restraint, uncontrolled,
yes.
traitors,
mm-hmm.
petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, everything except a true worshiper. Glory to God.
Reach
Hallelujah.
It.
And they have this form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Yes.
Turn away from these. Don't walk
yes.
with them.
That's
because
right.
they can influence you to worship things not of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They can influence you to become a devil worshiper.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But be a true worshiper of God.
Yes, Lord.
Examine yourself. Check yourself to make sure that you're worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. Don't be the ones that are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, because Jesus declared, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Hallelujah.
Yes.
This woman, this Samaritan woman, that she heard the prophecy of Jesus, and Jesus told her these things about herself, and she began to understand that the Messiah had come. Oh, praise be to God. She
yes,
left her water pot, and she went on back to the city.
Yes, she
and
did.
She began to go to the men of the city,
Jesus.
And she invited them to come see a man that told her everything that she ever done. Oh,
yes.
praise be to God. Asking them, is not this the Christ? Oh, praise the Lord. Is not this the Messiah? Oh, come and see for yourself.
Yes. yes.
Even further down in the scripture, how the men, they came out and they heard Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
hallelujah.
Amen.
And they began to believe after
Amen.
Hearing the words of the Lord.
Amen.
And they went on saying, and they didn't necessarily believe because the woman had told them, but because
uh-huh.
they heard him for themselves.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
hallelujah. They didn't just go by what they heard from someone else or her testimony, but they went and heard Jesus with their own ear. Glory to God. And they believed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
they knew
Amen.
That the Messiah had come. Amen.
Yes.
Praise be to God. And do you know the Messiah? Oh, hallelujah. Do you know Jesus? Amen.
Yes.
Are you a true worshiper of the Father? Praise be to God. We ought to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Yes.
Praise be to God, because we are definitely living in the last days. And
yes,
people are trying to get away with everything. It doesn't take all of that. You don't have to do all of that. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to keep these commandments. You don't have to follow this. Don't listen to that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is requiring us to worship him in spirit and in truth. God Amen. Is requiring us to live a holy life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is requiring us to keep his commandments. Hallelujah. To walk upright before him. To speak the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Every day we ought to Amen. Worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Be to God. But many people are trying to just get on in the heaven any old kind of way. But it's Amen. Not going to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just not going to work. Praise Amen. Be to God. You ought to examine yourself. And I
yes.
can't impress upon you enough how important it is to examine yourself. All the chances that God gives us to get right with him. It's all the chances that God gives us to repent of our sins. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To accept him as our personal Savior. To live
yes.
for him. To follow him every day. To deny ourselves every day and take up our cross and follow after Jesus.
Amen.
All the chances that God has given us.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
There's no excuse
None.
For not worshiping the Lord. There's
Amen.
No excuse serving him. Hallelujah. For not living for him. There's no excuse at all. Glory
Amen.
To God. You have no excuse. You've
Amen.
Heard the word of God over and over again. And we are going to constantly remind you of what the word of God says. You
yes.
might say, well, I heard that. I heard that before. I heard this before. But you're going to constantly be reminded of what the Lord is saying so that you don't forget. Amen. Because sometimes when we don't hear something for a while, it could slip.
Yes.
We
Amen.
Could forget things. But we
yes.
need to be kept in mind of what God requires of us. We need to be reminded on a regular basis of
Amen.
What we ought to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to get in that scripture and study the word of God. Study,
Amen.
Study, study. Learn of him. Learn
yes.
his ways. Learn how to worship him in spirit and in truth. Because we don't always know how to go about worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
And we need the
All
Lord
right.
to teach us how to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we lack anything, if we're off track, the Lord, he will put us on the right track. The
Amen.
Lord will redirect us. Amen. And send us in the direction we ought to be going. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we learn the truth about the Lord. We learn exactly what his will is for us. Amen.
Amen.
We don't learn it if we don't seek the Lord. If
yes.
we don't inquire of him. If we don't ask the Lord, Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord,
mm-hmm.
what is your will for my life? I want to worship you in spirit and in truth. Would you please
yes.
show me how, Lord? Show me what I ought to do. Glory
mm-hmm.
be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because we don't want to be just worshiping something that we don't know what we're worshiping.
Amen.
We want to make sure that we are worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. And
yes.
God will teach us how. Amen. He
Amen.
Will show us the way. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God.
Yes,
and I
Lord.
Thank God because the word of God truly ministers to my soul. And I learned not to question God is doing. Amen. Because
Amen.
He has a plan that I don't know anything about. Amen. He has something in store that I have no idea what it is. Glory to God. So I've learned to just accept what God allows, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, to just accept what God allows, because I can't change anything. I can't stop things from happening. God is the one who's in control. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And if I just turn everything over to him, I know everything will be all right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If I give it over to Jesus,
yes, Lord,
he'll work it out for me.
He'll work it out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have this confidence that I can cast all my cares on him. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And just
thank
wait
you.
Patiently for him to move.
Yes.
And he will move. Just
Amen.
Wait for him to answer. And he will answer. If I just wait for him to come and see
Lord.
About me, he will show up. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Oh,
thank
glory be to God. It's the benefit of worshiping the Lord in
yes.
spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
Being distracted by the cares of this life. Not being distracted by the troubles that we face. Amen.
Yes.
But constantly in worship and praising God and lifting him up. Amen. And giving him glory and honor, praising his name.
Amen.
When things happen that are not so favorable, we can say, thank you, Lord. Glory to
yes.
God.
Thank
when
you,
we're
Lord.
Tested and we're tried, we can say, thank you, Lord. Glory
yes.
thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord
Jesus.
Jesus. Praise God, because the trying of our faith worketh patience. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our faith has got to be tried.
Yes.
And
Amen.
Our faith will be made strong. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we ought to learn to worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise
Amen.
God. You might feel like, well, I'm doing that already. But you ought to go back and examine to
yes.
make sure that you really are worshiping God in spirit and in truth. That you
yes.
indeed are a true worshiper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I thank him for his word. And tonight, hallelujah, there may be someone. Maybe you thought that you were worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, and you realize that you have not been worshiping him in spirit and in truth. And you want to get to know him better. You want to change your ways. Amen. You want to completely surrender to the will of God. And just worship him with your heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Tonight, maybe someone wants to accept Jesus
yes.
as their personal Savior.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. Maybe
thank
you're
you,
tired. Of living in sin, you're tired of doing all these wrong, abominable, wicked things. You're tired of sinning against God.
Yes.
You want to make amends. You want to repent and receive Christ in your life.
Yes.
Tonight, you can become a true worshiper.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tonight, you can accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Oh, glory to God. Maybe there's someone who has been struggling and the enemy is trying to make you give up, trying to make you stop being the Lord. But I want to encourage you, don't stop. But keep on worshiping him. Don't let the enemy make you give up.
Amen.
You stand strong. You hold on because God loves you.
Amen.
And stand with me. She will lead us to the throne of grace.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Gracious Lord and our Father. Oh, my God. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I pray that you look on the souls, those who are listening to your precious word, Lord. We want you to touch them right now, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, oh, Lord. Give them a mind to want to worship you in spirit and in truth, oh, Lord. Help them to get to know you, Lord. In reality, Jesus, oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. Help tonight, Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Look on the souls with a merciful eye. Oh, my God, touch, Lord Jesus. Help somebody to surrender all unto you. Help them to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your face, oh, Lord. Help them, Jesus, to give up this world and the worldly goods. Help them, Lord
Jesus,
to call upon your name, Jesus. Help them, oh, Lord, to cry out unto you, Lord. You said this poor man cried, and you heard him and delivered him out of all
yes,
of his
Lord
trouble.
Jesus.
We pray that you look on the souls, oh, Lord. Somebody
yes,
that want to change, oh, Lord.
Yes,
somebody
yes,
that want to give their life to you, Lord,
yes,
and want to
Jesus,
worship you in spirit and in truth. We
yes,
pray
Lord,
that you touch them right now, Lord.
Touch right now,
touch
Lord,
their
Jesus,
heart, oh, Lord.
In the name
help
of Jesus.
Break up that stony heart. Help them to fall out with their ways. Calling upon your name, speaking your faith, and drawing nigh unto thee, Lord. Help them, Jesus.
Help
let
Jesus,
them know that thou art real in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Lord.
Bless right
Jesus,
now. Jesus,
send thine anointing, oh Lord. Send them a spirit, oh Lord. Touch, Lord. We
touch
know you
Jesus,
can do it, Lord. You're a miracle worker, Lord. You're able to deliver, Lord. You're able to save, Lord, to the uttermost, Lord. Fill some soul with the Holy Ghost. Jesus, help them to believe on you, as the scripture has said, and out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Touch them, oh, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Help them to take you at your word. Your word is true, Lord, and thou art a deliverer, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Move, Lord,
move,
by your
Jesus,
spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help somebody to come to you, Lord.
Help, Lord.
Help them to hear thy voice. Help them, Lord. Don't let them turn a deaf ear to your word.
Please,
but
Jesus,
help them, Lord Jesus,
help
to humble
Lord,
themselves. And seek thy face, Lord.
Yes,
help them, Jesus.
Help
oh,
Jesus,
my God, we know you're able. We know you are a deliverer, Jesus. And you can save to the uttermost, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, in
Jesus,
the name of Jesus,
yes, Jesus,
you therefore whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we know you're able right now, Lord.
You're able, Lord.
Saved, Lord. You're able to fill with the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Help
Jesus,
somebody right now, Lord.
Help, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we're waiting on you, Lord.
We're
waiting on you, Lord. And we take you at your word. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm,
we thank you, oh, Lord.
Thank you,
we
right
thank
now,
you for your word. We
thank
you,
Lord,
oh, Lord. Lord, you've been good to us, oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We
thank you.
We don't deserve your mercy. We don't deserve.
We don't
hallelujah,
deserve it. We don't
in
deserve
the name
it,
of Jesus.
Yes.
Help
Lord,
us, oh, Lord. Help us to be thankful unto you.
Help
us. Bless your holy name.
Lord,
help us to thank you.
Help
for what you are doing. For what you have done, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
help
you,
help
Lord,
your people right now,
help
Lord.
Us.
Oh, my God. We know you're able, Lord.
Bless
Lord, Jesus, I know you can do it. I pray that you look upon that soul, oh Lord.
Look,
somebody's dying right now, Lord.
In the name
of
Jesus,
touch them, oh Lord. Lay
Lord,
mercy.
To the uttermost, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We know you are healer. Jesus, you can do it, Lord. Jesus, you heal the sick. You raise the dead. And you're able, Lord.
Jesus.
Right now, Lord. We are asking for mercy, Lord.
Because it's alive, and you want other people to know. When you find something out, you know, I've been living this way,
so long, and, you know, you go, you tell your testimony, you go back to where you were and let people know, hey, we were wrong. This is,
yes,
this is the right way to worship the Lord. And,
yes,
you know, she began to tell the men in the village what, you know, who see, is not this the Christ? And they, like Vanessa, I mean, began to say it, even though she didn't read down far, how the men, when they came, they first they heard the woman, so they came because of what she said, but they stayed because of what Jesus said, and they believed.
Yes.
They believed on Christ. And truly, other people can be like that. Today, you know, if you are just worshiping him with your mouth, you know, you go to church and you say, I am a Christian, but there's no effect. There's no evidence of that living water. You can have this living water. You can have it. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in on the broadcast today. And I thank God also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell, the anointing that is on her when she prays, when she preaches, when she just does anything. And it just, if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School, and one is O-N-E. And you may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Friday at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School. And added to the prayer list, I have Andre Crespo. He currently has pneumonia, so we want to keep him in prayer. We want to continue to pray for him. I'm sorry?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, amen. And we also want to continue to pray for Mr. Arnold Bird, Geraldine Taylor, Marisa Assetti, Mr. Angel Assetti Jr., Carmen Assetti, Pastor Patricia Smith and family, the bereaved Hill family, Wanda Latrice. We want to continue to pray for Jimmy Tucker, Maxine Walters, Sarah Ann Maddox, and the bereaved Walker family, Elder Crockett and Sister Crockett, Miss Tia, Julie Dixon, who is Sister Marcel's sister, Michaela Cohen, her mother, father, grandparents, and her children, Denisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Frank Perino, Cassie Colliers, Sister Lisa Johnson's brother, Robert Berry, Pastor Jerry Bennett, Anthony, and we have a praise report. Anthony had COVID, but the Lord healed him. And his we want to pray for his mother, Evangelist Reevy. Evangelist Reevy. And we want to pray for Samuel Anderson, Evangelist Cynthia's dad.
Yes.
And we want to pray for Louis Savage III, Sister Lisa Johnson, Myra Salter, Evangelist Bertha Jones, Teresa Jones, Henry Edmond and his wife, Sister Mary Edmond, Mother Elizabeth Frazier, Celeste Hall, Carol Martiri, and also Celeste Hall. She was in the hospital as well, but she is now out. She was out a couple of days ago. She was released from the hospital. Thank God for that. But we will continue to pray for her. Missionary Rose Mack and Deacon Albert Mack, Sharon Mack, excuse me, Selma Johnson, and the Johnson family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and Sister Dorian Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr, continue to pray for the bereaved Simpkins family, the bereaved Tyler family, the bereaved Tennessee family, the bereaved Callaway family, bereaved Diggs family, the bereaved Tanner family, and all the bereaved families. We would continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Brenda Edmond, Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Alice Johnson, Missionary Gloria Johnson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria Weston family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leo, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, and any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you need or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreath's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. Again, that's 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. I believe it's called the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. Again, that's 978-990-5337. And I believe there is the Axe Ministry that Deacon Huff hosts. And I believe he reaches out to the young men that are incarcerated, if I'm not mistaken. The access code for the prayer line is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Elderberry Johnson. His name will pop up. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoags teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And Pastor Jerry Bennett, Grace Temple hosts a Sunday morning service at 11 a.m. And the phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. You may also text a prayer request to 410-209-7503. And I realize that I might have said that a little fast. So if you want to get your phone out or a pen and paper and type text or write this number out, you can text a prayer request to 410-209. And those are all the announcements that I have today. I'm going to turn this broadcast back over into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God once again for each and every one. Amen. We thank God for this broadcast and how the Lord is blessing us through it. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. My soul is happy. I'm rejoicing for
yes.
what the Lord has done. I thank God for prayer
yes.
because prayer works. Hallelujah. It
Amen.
Works.
Yes,
no matter
it does.
What you're doing or what you think,
Amen.
Prayer works.
Prayer
Glory
works.
To God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ought to try it sometime.
Yes.
Amen. I just thank God for all of our listeners for tuning in and
Amen.
For your love and your support, for your prayers. And a thought came to mind that maybe someone with a burning testimony who feel you would like to tell your testimony, if you want to text us and let us know, even if you don't tell it tonight, maybe in a future broadcast, and you want to tell that testimony, feel free to reach out to us. Amen. And we'll bring you on to the radio broadcast that you may give your testimony. Amen.
And
praise God. And also, there may be somebody, a member of the clergy, who might have a message that they believe God wants them to bring forth. You can
All
also
right.
reach out. Amen.
All right.
We'll get you on this broadcast, and you can go forth and let God have his way.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for you, and you know, God he has commanded us, freely ye have received, freely give.
Amen.
Have some ministering to give out, feel free to do so. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So we are so grateful. We thank God for all things. Again, we thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for all the people of God. We thank God for our church family. Amen. And I just thank the Lord. Let us continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, and let us continue to pray one for another. And I
Amen.
Thank God for you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord.
Your faithfulness and for helping us out. And we are truly
Amen.
Blessed.
Yes,
Amen. Yes. Through your ministry.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh. We thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, for doing such a beautiful job of hosting this show. So,
yes.
Getting real comfortable with that.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
so we are grateful for all things. And at this time, we are going to bring the broadcast to a close. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. But before we close the broadcast, we're going to ask if Evangelist May has anything else she would like to say.
Not at this time.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for you. And at this time, we thank God for all of you listening in. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We want you to know that we love you, and we thank God for you. Until
Amen.
We meet again, let's keep our minds on the Lord and let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us
Amen.
Make sure that we are a true worshiper. Amen.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Bless you.